This first prayer request is for Natalie Griego, who asked us to pray for her daughter, Stephanie, who has seizures and also has lupus. And then Treva Hughes is in the hospital in Cheyenne with complications from COVID. And then we want to pray for good results on an MRI that Sterling Moore is having today. And then we want to continue to pray for Kobe Rhodes, who's in the Woodward Hospital with COVID. And let's pray for any of the others that have COVID. There are so many people right now that have COVID. So here's your go-to list. We've got a lot of prayer requests today. That's what this is all about.
Yes, it is.
Natalie Griego wrote on here a while ago, praise God, thank you, God, for the hour of power. And she also loved the illustration of the egg. She said, that's awesome.
So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you so much for your love. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, your forgiveness, Lord, and for your mighty power and for the strength that you are to your people, Lord, and even to those that don't know you, Lord. You reach out to them and you draw them to yourself. You want to show them how you are such a good God to them, and that you can be their God too. Father, so we thank you, Lord, that you sent your Son, and we thank Jesus for coming and dying on that cross for us. And we thank the Holy Spirit because he was there to give strength and to cause the words of the Father to come to pass. And so, Father, we just thank you for the God that you are to us. Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, you are no respecter of persons, and you love us all, Father, and we thank you for it. God, we lift up Natalie's daughter to you, Stephanie, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know that she has lupus, Lord, and you know, Father, all these seizures that come against her, Lord. And Father, you said that we can use your name, and that we can, Lord, that you would cause every knee to bow and every tongue to confess that Jesus is Lord. And so, Lord, you told us to pray for the sick and to see them recover, Lord. And so, Father, you told us that we had power over all the works of the enemy, Lord. And we know, Father, that sickness and disease comes from the enemy. And so, Father, in your name, we take your authority that you give us, and we take your name that you give us, and in your name, we come against all the power and the work of the enemy, and we bind all the effects of lupus, and we bind these seizures, and we command in the name of Jesus that the enemy looses his hold on Stephanie this morning. In the name of Jesus, we take authority. Devil, we serve you notice. You have already been defeated. And the word says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So that's not our words, devil. That's God's word. And he watches over his word to perform it. And so you don't have a choice. We're not coming to you in my name. We're coming to you in the name of Jesus. And his name is all powerful. And his name is above you. And so in the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. And we command you to loose your hold. And we receive the healing virtue of God for Stephanie today. Lord, let it course through her body, make her every whit whole. Lord, in Jesus' name, Father, I command these seizures in the name of Jesus to cease. And Father, there's nothing impossible with you. You are a great God and you can do the impossible, Lord. And we just thank you that your love is so everlasting and you are willing, Lord God, to meet us at the point of our need and to reveal yourself to us. Lord, and we thank you for doing that today for her, Lord, and for making her every whit whole. And we thank you, Lord, that it is done, Lord. We are going to stand on what Jesus said when he died. It is finished. He paid the total price for our healing, and it is finished. And when he came out of the grave, it was really sealed, because the resurrection, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. And your power resurrected him out of that grave. And that sealed it, because he had gone down into hell and he fought the devil and he took the keys away from him. And then he rose victorious. And then he went back to heaven and he presented his blood before the Father. And so it's been a sure thing ever since, Lord, that in his name every knee bows and every tongue confesses that he is Lord. And so, Father, we pray for Treva Hughes, who is in the Cheyenne Hospital with complications from COVID, Lord. And we pray not only for her, but for every person that is suffering COVID. Lord, COVID is from the pit of hell, and we come against it in the name of Jesus. And we command it to go back to hell from whence it came. We take authority over it. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you gave us power, that nothing shall be by any means hurt us, Lord. And you gave us power over all the power of the enemy. And so, Lord, there's nothing impossible with you. And it's your power and your grace and your will. And, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, and we ask these things and we command them. Lord, you said in another place, concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. And so, Lord, we are your hands, we are your feet, we are your mouthpiece upon the earth today. And we go forth as a servant of the Most High God to do your work and your will. And so in your name, we bind the effects of COVID and we command it to loose itself in the name of Jesus from off people. And Lord, we thank you, God. We just thank you, Lord, for bringing victory out of seeming defeat. Father, we come against the fear that would try to attach itself to people about what's going to happen if they get COVID, Lord. You said you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you have given us the power and of love and of a sound mind. And Lord, we want to believe your report more than we believe the report of the enemy. And we cannot fear what the enemy would do to us. And we cannot fear what man would do to us, because underneath us are the everlasting arms of God, who works miracles. The day of miracles is not over. And in his name, we take authority over this COVID. And we thank you, Lord, for touching every person under the sound of my voice today. And your people throughout the whole earth, Lord, that are struck with this, Lord. And we command it to loose their bodies in Jesus' name. Lord, you know where every person is, Lord, in the different hospitals across the land and across the world. Lord, and your power is unlimited. You were the creator of this world, and you can do whatsoever you please. You can be everywhere at once. You know every person by name, Lord, and there's nothing impossible with you. You are unlimited in your power, Lord, and it's about time that we believed that and that we stood upon your word, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this manifestation that you're going to bring. In Jesus' name, I pray that you would bring encouragement to every person that's in the hospital today, no matter what the reason. But, Lord, especially for those with COVID and even those that are suffering at home with COVID, in the name of Jesus, we send forth your word and we ask you to heal them in Jesus' name and turn around this curse for our good and for your glory. Lord, get glory for your name. God, it's not that it would glorify us, but it would glorify you, Lord. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your truth, which endures to all generations. And we give you glory. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this good result of this MRI, for Sterling Moore, Lord, for this test that she's having today, Lord. We expect a good report, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that your arm is not shortened. And, Father, we thank you, Father, for Kobe Rhodes, who is in the Woodward Hospital with COVID, Lord. And so, Father, we pray for everybody. We've already done it, Lord, and we thank you, God, that the work is done in Jesus' name because you are Lord. And we thank you, Lord, and we give you glory. Praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We do want to thank our sponsors. Prophetic Voice Ministries, 616 North Locust Avenue, is one of our sponsors. In fact, that they are our Facebook sponsor today. They have Sunday school at 9:30 on Sunday mornings and church at 11 on Sunday morning, and then again at 6 on Sunday evening. Then on Thursday evening, they also have a time of worship at 7 o'clock. I want to continue to pray for Lesson. See, it's so hard not to say Lesson Donna.
Yes.
I want to continue to pray for Les German as he is looking toward starting to counsel people again here at the Promise Center. The Promise Center is located at 321 North Main here in Elk City. And at the moment, he's not back into counseling people. I know they're still working their way through the many things that you have to do when you lose a loved one, especially an anchor like Donna was in this place. And so we want to continue to remember them. Now let's hear from some of our other sponsors.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or a home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269. Or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Elk City United Methodist Church is located on the corner of Country Club and Boone, across from the Big Red Barn. Sunday mornings, our celebration traditional service is at 9, Sunday school at 10, and our New Day contemporary service at 11. Worship services live stream on our website each Sunday at elkcityumc.com. There you will also find past messages, more information, and our calendar. And please like us on Facebook. Elk City Methodist Church, real faith for real life.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln wants your service business no matter what. This is Rhett McAbee, Service Director at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. At Barber Dyson, we want your parts and service business no matter what you're driving, no matter where you bought it. Bottom line, we want your parts and service business. We hang our hat on service with world-class service riders, factory-trained technicians, and knowledgeable parts staff. Give us a shot today at Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City.
Experience the difference, Barber Dyson Ford's where you save.
We are back. This is the Hour of Power. Miss Mary Fulton. I'll get the name. I'll get this tang tangled in a little bit.
Okay.
Good land of living. Bringing us a great lesson on who is God.
So, our next scripture is in Isaiah 28, verses 23 and 26. And I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to revert back to something else that Jesus said that says it in a different way. But this scripture says, "Give ye ear, the prophet Isaiah said, "Give ye ear," or listen, "and hear my voice. Hearken and hear my speech." And then verse 26 says, "For his God doth instruct him to discretion and doth teach him." And now I would like to say, Jesus put it this way, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear."
That's right.
And so he was saying the same thing that Isaiah said, "Give ear and hear my voice and hearken." Because God does teach us, and he will give us discretion. He will teach us wisdom. And we need the wisdom of God in this day and time. Isaiah 28:29. "This also cometh forth from the Lord of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working." Jeremiah 10:12.
What was the last scripture?
Isaiah 28:29.
Okay, thank you.
And then Jeremiah 10:12. "He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion." Psalm 60:9-10 says, "Who will bring me into the strong city? Wilt not thou, O God?" And then he goes on to say in verses 11 and 12, "Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies." And so that reverts back up to where I said he rebukes people that come against us. You know, he's for us, and he will correct us in love, but he takes up for us when other people come against us. And so for the Isaiah 30 verse 7, "For the Egyptians shall help in vain and to no purpose. Their strength is to sit still." So there's a lot of time. And then this next verse is another one that I like. And it says the same thing that this Isaiah said. Psalms 46:10-11. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Selah. And that Selah means praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 30:15. "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength." Isaiah 30:18-21. "And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him." And in the Amplified Bible, it says this in verse 18. "And therefore the Lord God earnestly waits, expecting, looking, and longing." We think about us waiting on him, but it says here, he waits for us.
Mm-hmm.
"Expecting, looking, and longing to be gracious to you. And therefore he lifts himself up, that he may have mercy on you and show loving kindness to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed or happy, fortunate, to be envied are all those who earnestly wait for him, who expect and look and long for him, for his victory, his favor, his love, his peace, his joy, and his matchless, unbroken companionship." Now that's who our God is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's all you can say is wow.
That's right.
Verse 19 says, For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. And then verse 21 says, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. Isaiah 32:17. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Isaiah 33:6. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Isaiah 33:3-10. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring man, though fools shall not err therein. No lions shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go upon thereon. It shall not be found there, and the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. He is our sufficiency. He is our source. He's our everything. Isaiah 40:8, the latter part of verse 8 through 15, 17, 18, 21, and 22.
Say that again. Isaiah 40.
48b, verse 15, verse 17 and 18, 21 and 22. The word of our God stands forever, O Zion, that bringest good tidings, to get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, and be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in a scales, and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing, and vanity. To him then will ye liken God, Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. Isaiah 40, verses 25 through 31. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. How great is our God this morning. How great is our God.
Amen.
Isaiah 41, 9b, 13, 17, and 18.
9b, 13, 17, 17
and 18. 18. Uh-huh. Okay. Thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contendeth with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. And so, that's coming to a place, I see. We're kind of out of time. And so, that's not near what I had, but I'll put a mark right here, and hopefully we'll, unless the Lord gives me something else, we'll start right here the next time. So.
I have a prayer request, please.
Okay.
Let's pray for Linda Wascom's brother, Lloyd Underwood.
Okay.
He had to have surgery, and then they had he had his stitches removed, and the wound opened up,
okay. And
his insides fell out. And then he had to have an emergency surgery. And so we're believing for healing, wholeness and healing for Lloyd.
Okay. So, Lord, we thank you, Father, that nothing's too hard for you, Lord. And, Father, we know, Lord, that Lloyd has suffered much at the hands of the enemy. But, God, you are the healer. You are still the miracle worker. Lord, and we lift him up to you, Lord. And we ask you, Father, to undertake for him. Father, I pray that you would encourage his heart, that you would strengthen his body. Lord, that you would give the doctors even wisdom, Lord. And I pray, Father, that your healing virtue would go forth right now. We send it to him. Lord, the word of healing, Lord, you paid the price on the cross for our healing. Lord, and you said healing is the children's bread. And Lord, you're a miracle worker. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, and we just finished reading how you come to our aid. Lord, and there's nothing too hard for you. You are the mighty God, the host of Israel, the God. Nothing is too hard for you. Lord, we stand on your word, and we believe you, Lord, to perform it, God, in his body. And we impart strength to him today. We impart wholeness to him in the mighty name of Jesus. We call it done, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, Lord, because it all belongs to you. And we thank you, God, that you are mighty, and you are our God, and we can trust in you when everything else fails, Lord, and there's nothing too hard. You still perform miracles. And Lord, we thank you for this miracle that you're doing in him today, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray, Lord, that he would be just restored, and that it would amaze the medical profession, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we give you praise, Lord. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We believe on your word, Lord. We stand on your word, because it never fails, and it is not a lie. You are not a God that you should lie, nor the Son of Man that you should repent. If you've spoken it, you are going to make it good, Lord. And so we send your word today, even as Jesus did when he was here on earth. It says over and over that he sent his word and he healed them. And Lord, there were a lot of times that people said, we're not worthy that you would come under our roof, but just speak the word only and it would be done. And you said, Lord, I have not found so great a faith in all of Israel. So Lord, we speak your word and we know that you will accomplish it, and we give you praise. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen is right. If you missed any part of this great lesson today that Mary has brought us, go back on Facebook and watch it again. I think I got all the scriptures down. Mary always has lots of scriptures, and so I posted those on the Facebook page also. If you have a friend that doesn't have Facebook, either take your iPad or your cell phone over to their house and share this with them, or send them to therockchristianmusic.com, have them click on the Hour of Power, and then go to Tuesday. From me, Neva, from Miss Monica, from Miss Mary, have a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.